This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruchim Abom, welcome everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing our shurim on Sefer Bamidbar. Are there sheets for everyone? The shurim on Sefer Bar Midbar are once again generously sponsored by Dr. Zakheim, Umeshpachta, Le'ilu Nishmas, Rav Shlomo Eliezer ben Rav Yaakov Zakheim, and Le'ilu Nishmas, Rivka Bas Tuvia Halevi, their Neshama Shem and Aliyah, B'yim Melitzi Hashem for their whole family, for Simchas Anachas, Ad Bias Goel Tzedek. Also, the Shurim on Sefer Bar Midbar are sponsored by our dear friend Isaac Yosilovsky, Le'ilu Nishmas, Isaac's father, Shabsi ben Yitzchak Isaac, Neshama Shem and Aliyah, B'yim Melitzi Hashem for his whole family, Ad Bias Goel Tzedek. Tonight's Shir is sponsored by Yedidi, Reb Shui Greenspan, Le'ilu Nishmas, Shui's grandfather, tonight is his yard site, Falik Ben Herzka, Neshama Shem and Aliyah, B'yil Me'el Tz'yoshev for his whole family, Ad B'yas Gal Tzedek. Tonight she is also sponsored by my good friend Reb Kenny Pinsauer as a personal Hakar Satoiv to the Ribbono Shel'Olam. Friends, if you came just to this shir, it was worthwhile to come down to this world just to hear today's shir. Today we're going to speak about one of the most colorful personalities of all time, among certainly one of the most colorful of all the Rishonim, according to some, the greatest of all the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Rav Meir. We are talking about none other than Rabbeinu Tam, who was born in the year 1100. He was born in the city of Ramarupt, or as Tosfos quotes it, Ramru. And his father was a Rosh Hashiva there. It's on the Sens River. And if you want to visit Rabbeinu Tam's grave, you could come with us in the summer to a very special Nasiya to France. We're going to visit the Kever of Rashi on his yard site for the very first time. We're going to go to the Kever of Rabbeinu Tam, the Rashbam, the Ri HaZokin, the Shagas Aryeh, the Shvus Yaakov, the Kikayin Deyoina, and the Ravid. Anyway, Rabbeinu Tam was born in the year 1100. He was Nifter on Dalet Tammuz. His yard site, I believe, was Sunday. And like usual, I was working on Rabbeinu Tam the whole day Sunday. I didn't know it was his yard site. And I was not surprised to find out that on the day I was engrossed in learning about Rabbeinu Tam, in fact, it was Rabbeinu Tam's yard site. Rabbeinu Tam was the son of Rabbeinu Meir. Rabbeinu Meir was the son-in-law of Rashi. Rashi had three daughters. One daughter was Yocheved. Yocheved was married to Meir, and they had quite a family. Child number one, Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rashbam. Child number two, the Rivam, Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Meir. Child number three, Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Meir. According to many, Rabbeinu Tam was the youngest of all of the children. Now, as the youngest is always special, as Rabbeinu Tam, in fact, was. Legend has it. Now, a lot of these stories about Rabbeinu Tam are what we call legends. Exactly what the source is, we don't know. Did it happen? Did it not happen? It's not important. It's not important whether it happened or not. But a story like this, stories give you a certain flavor and picture for what the person was. This is what they said about him. Certain stories are said about Reuven, they're not said about Shimon. Certain stories are said about Shimon, they're not said about Levi. Because you could say such a story about Reuven, you would never say it about Shimon. You could say something about Shimon, you wouldn't say it about the other person. So legend has it that when Rashi passed away on Chof Tes Tammuz, that's the day we're going to be at Rashi's Kever, Rashi's daughter was mourning and crying, and she cried, the light of Israel has extinguished. So her little son Yaakov said, Mama, Mama, why are you crying? She said, the light of Klal Yisrael has been extinguished. She said, I will light it again. Now it takes confidence and ambition when Rashi passes away to say, no problem, I'll light it again. But that's Rabbeinu Tam. Ad kidei kach, they say a story. I don't know why this story is not apikarsis, honestly. I'm not sure why it's not. The only thing is, it's brought in the Sefer Seder Hadoros. Seder Hadoros is written by Rabbi Chil Halperin. And there are Hagois on the Seder Hadoros by the Chida. So it's considered a very authoritative Sefer. But Be'emes, I don't know how you could say over this story, let alone write it. I'll tell it to you because we're friends. It's not like it's going to get out there or anything. But I'm not saying it as I'm saying I don't understand how such a story could be said. Say, so, but why am I? I'm not saying it. I'm just saying what they say. Just you should get a flavor for what they consider Rabbi Natan's personality to be like. All the details are unclear. Basically, they summon different angels down from heaven. The players in the story are the Navi, which is a reference to the father of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, Rabbi Shmuel HaChassid. And they summoned Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Eliyahu Arishain. And they had a machloikis in Toysus and Menachas and Daf Lamehi Amud Beis regarding, we come to shul in the morning, and conveniently, our tefillin shel Roish is already tied. Imagine if you had come to shul in the morning, Baruch Atah Hashem Elohim Melechem, Al Mitzvahs Tefillin, and we started, having to make a whole Keshira. Some people know how to do it. They take their Parker pen. Usually I see it's with the Parker pen. They put it in, and then they... I could sit there for 10 years. I can't do it. Do you have to make a knot every morning on the Tefillin Shel Roish? Tefillin Shel Yad, we sort of do make some kind of hiduk. Tefillin Shel Roish, we don't really, we just put it on. Do you need to make a knot every day? So, basically it became a machlokes, Rabbeinu Elyo and Rabbeinu Tam. And they decided they're going to summon Moshe Rabbeinu. They said, Moshe Rabbeinu, what do you say about tefillin? How should you tie tefillin? Moshe Rabbeinu said, you're not doing right. You make a kshira on the tefillin shel yad. No, you need to make a kshira on the tefillin shel roish every day. And Rabbeinu Elyo said, that's right, I'm asking, Moshe, go Moshe. And Rabbeinu Tam said, no, sorry, sorry, Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu Toisa! Loi kach roisa besinai! You made a mistake, Moshe. I thought, according to our religion, we say that's apikarsus, Ani mamin be'emuna shalema, she Moshe Rabbeinu was adoin hanavim, right? No. Moshe Rabbeinu, you made a mistake. Because the kesher you don't have to make every day on the Tefillin Shel Roish, only a hiduk. And it says, Ukshartim lois al yodecha! V'hayu l'tayta fois b'neinecha. So Moshe said, no, Ukshartim lois. The ois, what's the ois? The Shel Roish. That has to be Ukshartim lois. And by the way, there needs to be Tefillin al yodecha. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. And then Moshe Rabbeinu said, by the way, it's a mitzvah, it's not ma'akev. So Rabbeinu Tam said, what do you mean? How could it be a mitzvah, not ma'akev? Rabbeinu Tam said, you're right, it is Moshe said, you're right, it is ma'akev. So Rabbeinu Tam says, what do you mean? But it says, v'hayu lo toita fois, b'nei necha, that means the beginning of the puzzle, not talking about the Tefillin Shel Roish. And Rabbeinu Tam says, Moshe Rabbeinu, why would you say you have to tie the Tefillin Shel Roish and not the Tefillin Shel Yad? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, very simple. Does it say anywhere there needs to be a yud? We make a yud on the Tefillin Shel Yad. It says that somewhere. It's not azoy vichtig that it should be that you have to make the yud. The yud is not that critical. The ikar is the dalet and the shin. So Rabbi Tam said, why is the ikar the dalet and the shin? Moshe said, because when I saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu wearing tefillin, I saw the shel roish, and it had a shin and a dalet, but I didn't see the shel yad. Basically, the story goes, Rabbeinu Tam got so upset, he stood up and he called out, B'kol Gadol, get down here, Moshe! He said, Moshe, you know I'm right! And Moshe said, yeah, I'm Oida. You're right. Amar lan Rabbeinu Tam, ani oimer she'en likshar kishar zelen b'chol yoyim, v'shalai tziva came to you. Didn't even write this in the Torah! You didn't get that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hoida Moshe Rabbeinu v'halach loy. Moshe Rabbeinu said, yeah, Taka, you're right. I'm not saying this happened. This, we don't... That's what's brought in the Seder Adoros. One thing you see from here. Rabbeinu Tam was a formidable opponent. You didn't start up with Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? You did not... Rabbeinu Tam was not like Rashi. Rashi, the Rashbam says, you know, I spoke to my Zayda and I told my Zayda this pshat, and the Zayda said, yeah, you're right. Rashi didn't mean he's right. Rashi was being a polite Zayda, kind, gentle Zayda. So he told the Rashbam he was right. He didn't mean to be Moedet the Rashbam. Rabbeinu Tam was a fierce, valiant, like the Gemara says about the Tamicham, Balei Treisen. Rabbeinu Tam was a warrior of Torah. And of course we know there's a very big difference between the way Rashi approached the Gemara and the way the Balei HaToisus approached the Gemara. Rashi approached the Gemara. Rashi said, well, the reader might have a difficulty, might have a question in maybe from a different Gemara, maybe from a later point in the Shaka B'Tarya. Let me explain the Gemara so that the reader reads through it smoothly and has no issues. Rabbeinu Tam said, no, this Gemara says A, Gemara Chulin says B, Croesus says C, let's lay it all out on the table, nothing is consistent, and we're going to split hairs and dissect and take apart the Shas until it's so precise, the Chilukim are so exact. In other words, Rabbeinu Tam and the Balei HaToisus approached the Gemara from a very different angle than Rashi. Now, why is he called Rabbeinu Tam? That's not what they called him at his bris. At the bris, the Rav turned to Rabbeinu Meir and they said, what are you going to call V'Yikar Shema V'Yisrael? Yaakov. His kind of name is Tam. Now in Yiddish, what's a Tam? Tam is not a compliment. Even in Lashon Kodesh, Tam Mahoimer. Yeah? But a Tam is, in Yiddish, a fool. So some say Rabbeinu Tam was so sharp and so clever and so analytical that, like, not to make an ayin hara, somebody says, oh, my enukul, he's disgusting. What do you mean? It's an expression, right? It's not to make an ayin. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. My enukul, he's not smart. You know what I mean. So it's Lashon Saginar. Kiddush Shabbos morning, it's only the Rabbanan. We call it Kiddush Rabba. Kiddush Rabba. It's Lashon Saginar. Some say in the Sefer Toldos HaDoros, which is a work of history, I believe by Belzer Chassid, it's out of print. He says, well, there was another great Balei HaToisus, the Ri. So how do you tell the difference between Rabbeinu Yaakov and Rabbeinu Yitzchak? So we give Rabbeinu Tam the name Rabbeinu Tam. They should have given the Ri a different name. Rabbeinu Tam came first, you know? So you ready for this? There's a Perush on the Torah's Kayanim. It's called Hagois HaMaharid. He had a dream. One of the Klalis of the Toichacha is Nebuch, a father marries off his daughter, and back in the day, you want your daughter to get a good Shidduch, you got to give the guy an Adan, a dowry. Nowadays, you got to buy him Shas Bavli, the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Cufflings, Shulchan Aruch, Leather, Machzoirim, you have to skin the cow yourself, you know. You have to make the chasen, you know. You got to give him a nice nadin. But Nebuch, you know, what if you marry off your daughter and she doesn't make it past the chasana? The girl passes away. So you gave the guy this nadin worth millions of dollars, and the guy inherits it. So you lost the daughter, Chas V'Shalom, and you lost all your money. Says the Toichacha, V'sam larik koichachem. That's one of the klolos of the Toichacha. Somebody loses the daughter and loses all their money. V'sam larik koichachem. Rabbeinu Tam looked at this gezeirah. Rabbeinu Tam said, that's what a terrible thing to happen. A person could lose their child and their money. He made a gezeirah that unless, what if the marriage doesn't work out? The guy walks away with all the money. So Rabbeinu Tam made a takana, unless they're married for 5 years, the money goes back to the shver. And Rabbeinu Tam was Tam v'tam larik koichachem. He ended the klola of v'tam larik koichachem. So that's why he's called Rabbeinu Tam. Now here's an interesting thing. A guy has a baby. And he came to the shir in the Young Israel Wednesday night. And he said, oh, Rabbeinu Tam, my favorite Rishon, I'm going to name my kid Tam. He didn't know that was not his name. His name is Yaakov. So he said he's going to name his name. V'yikarishma b'yisrael tam. And the Rav didn't know what to do. Should he say something? And so he figured it was, you know, a name from the Alta. He gave the name Tam. And by the Bris, the Rav said, by the way, you know, that's not his name. His name is Yaakov. Really? Oyvei, a name betos. Could you retract the name? Says Reb Chaim Knievsky, no. Because if you look in the Shem HaGdolim of the Chidah, there was a Gadol by the name of Rabbeinu Tam ben Yechia. That was his name. His name was Tam. So if you called somebody Tam, even though you had in mind Rabbeinu Tam, that's not even his name, the name stands. Rabbeinu Tam was one of the wealthiest people who ever lived. He had 3 businesses. He was a vintner. He inherited Rashi's winery. He was a banker. Tremendous banker. There's evidence he lent money to the king of France. He lent money with interest to Goyim. Now, you know that according to the Gemara, you're not allowed to lend money to Goyim with interest? You know? You learn the Chumash, you think, oh, you have to lend money la'akum, but with interest. But the Gemara is a drasha, you're not allowed to. Rabbeinu Tam changed the drasha. He changed it. And we'll see. Rabbeinu Tam changed the drasha. And number 3, Rabbeinu Tam was in the goat business. Anybody here deal in goats? Of course, we said Rabbeinu Tam is the greatest of all time. But that's not why he dealt in the goat business. Goats, he dealt in goats. Because his older brother, the Rashbam, he was a goat dealer. It's an underrated business, the goats. Anyway, you could do a lot with goats. Hair, milk, it's a very, cheese, it's really underrated Jewish occupation. What happened was, the Rashbam's kids who wanted to learn Torah, they didn't want to deal in goats. So Rabbeinu Tam was 3 businesses. I mean, he was a very wealthy man, and he supported his whole family. All of his brothers and his brother's children. How would Rabbeinu Tam start off this year? Says the Maharil, he would open up his wallet, take out a wad of coins, of cash, and he would start counting it. 100, 200, 300, 400. And he was besimcha rabba. And then he would say, oh, now I'm besimcha, now I could delve into the sugya. How do you think that would go over if a rabbi did that today? Would that go over well? Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? Now the Maharil, by the way, all Piskei Ashkenaz are based on the Maharil. Maharil brings this down. The Chidah uses this Hanhaga of Rabbeinu Tam to say Pshat in the Pasuk. Ready for this? Toiv li chiyunesi. Not that it's good that I'm poor. It's good that I don't value my money and that despite my wealth, I give it all up to learn Torah. Even though I'm wealthy, I'm ma'ana myself. You know what? Now, so you say, well, maybe it's better to be poor to begin with. No! Toiv li toiras picha! You know when it's good when I learn? May alfei zohav kesef, after I count my thousands of dollars. Like Rabbeinu Tam, before he learned, he would count his money. You always said, oh, before you learn, you should say the tefillah of the Taz and the Arizal. You know? You remember the Nefesh HaChaim says you should do tshuva before you learn. All kinds of big kavanas. You're missing the kavana of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says count your money before you learn. Rabbeinu Tam, so you say, why are you giving this share on Parshas Chukas? Everything is Hashgacha Pratis. 2 times in this week's parsha, it says v'hishkisa es ha'am v'es bi'iram. You're going to give to drink the people and their cattle and their animals. What does the Gemara Menachai say? Mikan shechasa hakadosh baruch hu amamoinam shel Yisrael Menachas ayin vavam beis. From here we see God cares about Jewish money. God doesn't want Jews to lose money. You ever hear of a svara? Really, it's asr. The makoim hefsid meruba. If you're going to lose a lot of money, you could be lenient. You ever hear of such a thing? Where does it say that? It says in the Torah, really, you have to wear tzitzis. But if it's going to be too expensive, I mean, you see in the Chumash, there's an inyan of hefsid meruba. Who made up? Who invented the kula? That something could be asr, and if it's a loss of money, it's mutter. Who made that? Most people say the Rama. The Rama very often says hefsid meruva shani. Where did the Rama get it from? Rabbeinu Tam. Nowhere in Chas do we find hefsid meruva. What does it say? Davar ha'avad. Davar ha'avad means you're going to lose money. You're going to lose. But okay, there's some basis, right? That's a similar idea. But it's not that the hefsid meruba is something is asur, and if you can lose money, it becomes mutter. This is the Svar Rabbeinu Tam. If you look in the Sefer HaYashar, and we'll see Rabbeinu Tam wrote Shuvas Sefer HaYashar, we'll see why he called it Sefer HaYashar. He says, really, a certain practice is asur. Achim hefsid meruba, three lines in the bottom, yoyser midai, ha-toyra chasa amamaynim shal Yisrael. The Torah is concerned with Jewish money. Vani lo yachos. Another interesting makom where Rabbeinu Tam is lenient about mamayn. Ma'id katan, you ready for this? Reb Shmuel. Is lending money with interest business? Now we know you're not going to do business on Chol HaMoed. So could I lend money to Akum with interest? Says Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Yaakov did not consider money lending pragmatia. Could do it on Chol HaMoed. Very interesting. Four times in Shas, Rabbeinu Tam has an incredible leniency when it comes to money. Okay, ready for this? In Masechta Yuma, Tosfos on Hey Amud Beis, Tosfos is discussing the Mishnah on Perkei Avos. Yafe Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. Right, if I say A is good with B, what's the Iker, A or B? Yafe Talmud Torah, this is good with B.
Sounds like B is more important.
B is more important. Says Rabbeinu Tam, Yafe Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz, the Iker is going to work. A little Torah is good with it. Huh? The Iker, Rabbeinu Tam says, Talmud Torah is tafel legabe derech eretz. Derech eretz ikur, says Rabbeinu Tam. Maseches Shabbos, daf yud tes amud aleph. Tana rabbanan. You're allowed to go on a boat 3 days before Shabbos? No, you can't go on a boat 3 days before Shabbos. It gets too rocky, it gets too... But for a dvar mitzvah, you're allowed to go on a boat within 3 days? Yeah. What's a mitzvah? I don't know, tzedakah, pidyon shvuyin. Says Rabbeinu Tam, making money is a mitzvah. Work is a mitzvah. You're allowed to go to work. What mitzvah is going to work? Says Rabbeinu Tam, Re'eichayim imisha asher hafta. You have to be alive. Pasuk else. Pasuk in Chumash. V'hoidatom s'haderech yelchu baza beis chayeyem. It's a mitzvah to go to work. I mean, Rabbeinu Tam is really into, if we could say such a thing. I mean, here, Rabbeinu Tam counts his money before every shir. He says, money lending, it's not business. It's just, you know, it's like, you know, I don't know. It's a hobby. You're now to go on a boat less than 3 days before Shabbos, but only for a mitzvah. What's a mitzvah? Daf yoimi, musar, and going to work. The Gemara in Bava Metzia darshins, you're not allowed to lend money to a guy with interest. Right? You ever hear that? Most people, I assume, they never even heard of that. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to lend a Gentile money with interest. Says Rabbeinu Tam, why do we lend a guy money with interest? because they charge so much taxes, we can't survive if we don't charge interest. So why? What's the heter b'zman hazeh to charge a goy interest? Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says you can't do business with goyim within 3 days of their festival. Says Rashi, any business. Says Rabbeinu Tam, nah, that's only if you're going to sell them idols, but regular business, it's mutter. It's unbelievable. Rabbeinu Tam, time after time after time, he's lenient regarding making money. What's the pshat? Says Rabbi Avram Eger, the author of Shevet Yehuda of Lublin. Why is Rabbeinu Tam called Rabbeinu Tam? It's from the pasuk, V'Yaakov ish tam yoshev oyhalem. We find in the Chumash, Yaakov Avinu was very busy working. Very busy. And Yaakov was a very wealthy man. Yaakov is the only one of the others that it says, V'Yaakov haya kaved me'oid me'oid. He's very wealthy. Why is Yaakov so busy making a living? So they say as follows. Yaakov Avinu was afraid Lavan was injecting in earning a livelihood, that the busyness and the efforts involved in earning a livelihood were such that it pulled the person away from the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lavan made it that going to work was a physical pursuit connected to immersion in Tanuge Olam Hazeh. And Yaakov Avinu, for the sake of his descendants, wanted to elevate the pursuit of going to work. So he involved himself in Avodah, and the Zohar even darshans. Oh, when Yaakov Avinu was doing this with the sheep and he was peeling the stick, he was connecting to the kavanah of tefillin shel yad. And then when he was putting in the water trough, he was connecting to the kavanah of tefillin shel rosh. Yaakov Avinu was elevating the pursuit of earning a livelihood to a davar shebekdusha, to a mitzvah. Rabbeinu Tam was the nitzutz of Yaakov Avinu. And therefore, he had absolute clarity in the sanctity and the holiness of a yid earning a livelihood. And then whenever it came to mamon, he recognized and he saw in it the redeeming quality and the kedusha of the mitzvah of Vahidatel Masaderach Yelchuba Ze Beis Chayeh. That's where Rabbeinu Tam throughout Shas is always lenient, Be'inyane Mamayin. Says Rabbeinu Tam, and now Rabbeinu Tam writes that he's so busy, he didn't have enough time to learn. Rabbeinu Tam in many ways was the greatest of all the Rishayim. The Yam Shel Shlomo says that Rabbeinu Tam had 80 Talmidim who were Balei HaToisus, who, for example, Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, and Rabbi Shimon Mishantz, and Rabbeinu Peter. You ever hear Rabbeinu Peter? Toisus quotes him a number of times. 80 Rishayim. Some count as many. There are over 300 Balei HaToisus quoted in Shas that were Talmidim of Rabbeinu Tam. Says the Rivash that if the Torah would ever be forgotten, Rabbeinu Tam would be able to bring it back through his pilpul. The Rama says about Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam was so sharp, he could be metaher asheretz. That which you say about Sumchis, the story Ramer. Rabbeinu Tam could have a conversation with you. By the time the conversation is over, he would have convinced you you could eat the rat for supper. That's how sharp Rabbeinu Tam was. Really, because Rashi is not the only one who passed in that way. Almost all the Rishayim did not go like Rabbeinu Tam. Almost all the Rishayim. Now, but with that story about tefillin, yeah. So there's a big, you know, we have a series on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Some say they found in Geniza tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. So it's a raya that originally they were Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Then some say just the opposite. Why do you think it was in Geniza? Because it was pasul. So that's why they buried it. Actually, they bring a proof from there that it's not kosher. they found in the tomb of Yechezkel. Tefillin. Okay.
So, Rabbi, but what tefillin they were wearing in Bamidbar?
That's a big question. That's a big question. Legend has it that when Rabbeinu Tam was a little boy, he was sitting on the Zayda's lap, Rashi's lap, and he reached for Rashi's tefillin, and he tried to yank off Rashi's tefillin. You know, based on the story that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was a baby, they gave him a choice. You want the hot coals, Moshe, or you want the gold and the silver? And Moshe was going to reach for the gold and silver, and the Malach came. So this story probably never happened. Rashi passed away in the year 1105. Rabbeinu Tam didn't know Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam never learned with Rashi, despite some of the stories that they say. Now, there is another apocryphal story that Rashi met the Rambam. Rashi had many travels. Now this is brought in the Sefer Shalsheles HaKabbalah. We've mentioned in the Shurim, the Sefer Shalsheles HaKabbalah, the Chida says, is not a reliable historical work. The Chida writes this in many places in the Shema Gdolim. And Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi passed away about 20 years before the Rambam was born. Usually if you pass away before someone was born, you have a very hard time meeting them. The logistics don't usually work out, you know? It's hard to find a convenient time to get together. So it's very unlikely that Rashi ever met the Rambam, or Rabbeinu Tam likely did not either. The Ibn Ezra was a very big admirer of Rabbeinu Tam, although the Ibn Ezra did not like the fact that Rabbeinu Tam wrote poetry. Ibn Ezra says, I'm from Spain, I write poetry. What's a Frenchman like Rabbeinu Tam getting involved in poetry? That's what Ibn Ezra says about Rabbeinu Tam. Now, some of the Talmidim of Rabbeinu Tam, the Chida brings down from Rishonim, that Rabbeinu Tam was as great as Rashi, v'ula yoiser b'charifus, maybe even sharper. And the Chida brings, number 15, that some say when Tosfos quotes the Rivam, so Bum is Ben Meir. So some say that's Rabbeinu Tam. No. So the Chida, the Rivam is Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ben Meir, Rabbeinu Tam's older brother. Rabbeinu Tam was Rabbeinu Yaakov. Very interesting. The period of the Balei HaTosfos lasted at least 150 years. Okay, we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of Balei HaTosfos in France, in Germany, in Spain, in England. Okay, the Balei HaTosfos lasted for many, many decades. Rabbeinu Tam was about Ruach HaKodesh. There's a shaila, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, what do you say on Rosh Chodesh? Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh. So some Rishonim say, you should also add, the Avodraham says, don't do that. In fact, Rabbeinu Tam once heard a Shliach Tzibur say, Yoim HaManoyach. Rabbeinu Tam said, no, Manoyach was an Amoretz. You know what Manoyach is? In the Nevi'im, Shimshon's father. He wasn't considered the, you know. So Rabbeinu Tam, Yoim HaManoyach? Rabbeinu Tam said, Manoyach was an Amoretz. Now that's a pretty sharp thing to say. I mean, I would be afraid to say about anyone in the Tanakh that they're an Amoretz. Okay. Then tonight, it might be close for the first time. How many people here daven Nusach Ashkenaz? I don't know. How many daven Nusach Sfarad? It's a close battle tonight. Nusach Sfarad, they always say Ashrei with the Sefer Torah out. Shacharis on Monday and Thursday. They say Ashrei, then they put back the Sefer Torah. Not only on Shabbos, weekday also. Those who daven...
Except for Purim.
It's v'nahapoicho. On Nusach Ashkenaz puts away the Sefer Torah and then says Ashrei. Except for Shabbos. On Shabbos, Nusach Ashkenaz says Ashrei, and then They put back Zevatar. So Levush said, I never understood. And then I heard Rabbeinu Tam had this kasha. So Hashem answered him with a baskal. Huh? Yeah. Rabbeinu Tam heard a baskal. The entire Ashrei is Rashi Tevois for Hilchos Shabbos. How's that? Ashrei. Achar Sheishas Rishonim Yomim. After the first 6 days. Yoishvei. Yoim Shvi Bacharka. God selected the seventh day. Beisecha. Birchas Ka Tamale Yayin Kais. Oid. Oifais Ubasar Dagim. So don't be a vegetarian. Oid. Oifais Ubasar. I mean, how are you going to fulfill the vav of Ubasar if you're a vegetarian? You're missing like two-thirds of Shabbos. Oifais Ubasar Dagim. Say, I only eat chicken. Maybe you should have some meat also. Ubasar, how are you going to have the Ubasar? Yehalalucha, Yeshalesh Hasudos. You have to have three meals. Nah, I'm not hungry. You better be hungry, because otherwise you're not Yotze Shalashudas. All of a sudden, the rest of the week, everyone's hungry the whole day they're eating. They eat breakfast, brunch, lunch, snacks, high-calorie snacks, low-calorie snacks, power snacks, the whole day people eating the whole day. Shabbos, oh yeah, I'm so full. Wait, you're so full? The guy's in his car for 3 minutes. He has to pack up, like, just in case, cans of food, drinks, diet soda, regular soda. Just in case, people eat the whole day, except Shabbos, people that can't eat. Because the most important meal of the week is Shalosh Shudas. Call out, anyone who eats three meals on Shabbos is safe from Gehenim, the Yom HaDin, and Chevle Shel Mashiach. You guarantee you want to be safe from all those three. When you're on the line, let's say a guy's on the line for Gehenim. He said, yeah, I ate Mezoinus. You don't want them opening up the Shulchan Aruch. Does it count? Does it not count? You want to just walk in and not look back. You just want to get through the line. By the way, you're not Yotze with Mezoinus. I once heard, no. The Shulchan Aruch said, unless you're Saveya B'Yoyser, you're not even Yotze B'Diyavet. Anyway, all of a sudden, I'm on a diet. Diet? Really? Eat 7,000 calories a day. And Shabbos, you're on a diet. Levush levanim v'chelav k'suscha. Change your clothing for Shabbos. Sela, sleek olasoy savdoa. So since Ashrei is Rosh Tevois Hilcho Shabbos, therefore you keep it out for the Sefer Torah. Who told us Rabbeinu Tam? God. Really? What other Rishonim did Hashem speak to? Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, but a bas call is pretty impressive. Do you ever get a bas call? When Rabbeinu Tam gets a bas call, it was the seventh day of Sivan, May 8th, 1147. We know that the first crusade was in the year Tatnu, Taf Nun Vav, 1096. Times of Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam, 50 years later, was the second crusade. And they came to the city of Ramrog, and the mob came, and they were after the big rabbi. And they got Rabbeinu Tam, and they took five nails, and they stuck five nails into the head of Rabbeinu Tam. They made five holes in his head. They were about to crucify him. They said, we're going to take a revenge on you for killing our God. And just then, an officer came by, and this was an officer that Rabbeinu Tam had lent money to, and was kind to, and let the money slide sometimes. And the officer, Rabbeinu Tam, bribed him, and the officer said, leave him alone, I'm going to convert him to Christianity. And then he told Rabbeinu Tam, get out of here. And he saved Rabbeinu Tam's skin. And from there on, Rabbeinu Tam, from 1146, he left Ramrog, he went back to the city of Azeda in Troyes and Troyes. But ultimately he came back, he was buried in Aramro. To get a little picture of the greatness of Rabbeinu Tam, you look at some of the references of how they refer to Rabbeinu Tam. First of all, the Sefer HaYashar. Anybody know why is it called Sefer HaYashar? Here's the thing. Rabbeinu Tam's main Rebbe was his older brother, the Rashbam. But he had one major taina on the Rashbam. How often in Shas does Rashi say, this is the wrong Gersa? Rarely. Rashi rarely tampers with the Gersa. Rashbam, constantly. Hachi Garsinan, Hachi Garsinan, Hachi Garsinan. Says Rabbeinu Tam, I don't agree with what my brother did. He didn't have the loyalty and the reverence to the original text of the Gemara. What my Zayda Rashi did, the Rashbam did 20 times as much. And therefore my book is called Sefer HaYashar. I'm going to be Yashar to the original Girsa of the Gemara. That was the principle of Rabbeinu Tam. They write to him, a good friend of mine, Moshe Weiss of Borough Park, he got a hold for me this Sefer. It's two volumes. It's called Balei HaToisus. This is the preeminent, authoritative work on the biographies of Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, the Rivam, the Ritzba, the Rashbam, and all the Balei HaToisus. It's somewhat of an academic work by Ephraim Orbach, so it was a professor, but this is considered a major work on the Rishonim. And he gathers, and he suggests that because of what happened to Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam endorsed and took for further certain principles of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Stam goy anosu. Stam a goy, you have to be concerned, they're an anos. They could kidnap. And Rabbeinu Tam paskined like that Gemara. Likely because of what happened to him. Ad kedei kach, Rabbeinu Tam writes, Stam akum shakranhu. They write to Rabbeinu Tam, I'm sending the letter to Ramro, Mokoim shahashchina shayra. Rabbeinu Tam was referred to as, I plead to you, the Navi in Ramrog. Rabbeinu Tam was referred to with very unusual titles. The Arzarua references this idea that we mentioned that Rabbeinu Tam left Ramro and he went back to Troyes. And we'll end with Gemara in Masechta Ksubos. The Gemara says, the day that Rebbe died, Batla Kedusha. The day that Rebbe died, Batla Kedusha. So what does that mean, Batla Kedusha? So some say, well, Rabbeinu, the Rebbe was called Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So when he died, that we stopped calling people Kadosh. But Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen says, a different shot. In the Yushalmi, we find that when Rebbe died, they said, Ein Kehuna Hayoim. Kehuna is over. So Batla Kedusha meant that when Rebbe died, Kohanim were allowed to be metame to Rebbe's body. Says Reb Chaim Kohen, to rare individuals, at their demise, a Kohen could be metame. You know who this would apply to? Says Reb Chaim Kohen. If I would have been around when Rabbeinu Tam passed away, I would have been metame myself to Rabbeinu Tam, says Reb Chaim Kohen in the Tosfos. So Rabbeinu Tam was really an incredible, powerful personality in a time that was very trying for Klal Yisrael. Not only in terms of safety, he brings over here from Aram Rotenberg, the Rabbeinu Tam said in his times, rare was a mezuzah on the door of a Jew. That's the situation that they found themselves in. And Rabbeinu Tam could have restored the Torah b'pulpulai, but we could say he didn't have to restore it, he preserved the Torah b'pulpulai. This is the godless of Rabbeinu Tam, Zechusai Yagein Aleinu. So next time you see Rabbeinu Tam in your Gemara, you remember the Tekifus of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was Chasa Amamoinam Shel Yisrael, a Nitzutz of none other than Yaakov Avinu. Maybe next week we're going to talk about the Rashbam and different stories of the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. And until then, have yourselves a wonderful night. Bracha v'atzlacha v'chol tov. Thank you very much. Brach tia. Chanani ben Akasha Oimer. Rotsa Kosh Baruch Hu Zak Yisrael Lefikah Achir B'lam Torah Mitzvah Shenemar Adonai Chafetz Man Tzidkoi Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.